take my shot, take my injection. Warp speed was the greatest accomplishment ever. They're safe and they're effective and they're wonderful, and so am I. January 13th, 2023. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, during his speeches over the last few months, President Trump has repeatedly pushed an idea that we can relate to. Instead of putting drug dealers in prison, we should just send them to an early grave. That's how they do it in China, Trump points out. A quick trial, and if they're guilty, bam, put a bullet in their head and build a family for it. Society would be better off.
You can't walk down a sidewalk in Chicago, get hit over the head with a baseball bat from behind and say, gee, we live in a wonderful place. And that's what's happening. People, you see, they're being shoved into subway trains, trains coming along 40 miles an hour. Boom. A man shoved right into the train. These people, it's horrible, horrible thing. Nobody's ever seen anything like what's happening now. Nobody's ever seen it because they're not respecting law and order. But with our police, when we give them back their tools, and you know what the tools are, it's up here. The tools is nobody can do it better than them. You'll have law and order again. You'll have respect. You have to respect the police. Right now, if a policeman speaks a little bit loudly, he loses his family, he loses his house, he loses his pension. We're not doing that anymore. We're not doing that anymore. Under the radical left Democrats, the streets of our cities are ruled by bloodthirsty gangs and violent criminals. Much of the crime wave is caused by drug dealers who, during the course of their lives, will kill an average of 500 American citizens. So you have a drug dealer, he or she, over the course of their life, they'll kill 500 people with drugs. And I'm calling for the death penalty for drug dealers and human traffickers, which will, upon its passage, reduce drug distribution and crime the first day by 75%. Crime will go down because so much of our crime is caused by these people. You go to places like China and many, I don't want to get into it because we don't want to be too controversial, but you go to China, you go to Singapore, you go to many countries where they have the death penalty, they have no drug problem whatsoever.
It's not controversial. Just say it. Put a bullet in their brain. Execute them. That's not controversial at all. And we definitely see the appeal. But then there's an obvious question that comes to mind. If he's calling for the death of people who deal in fentanyl and crack, why isn't he also demanding the death penalty for the people who knowingly injected innocent children with a bioweapon that will kill them, that causes myocarditis and heart attacks? In fact, Trump isn't just okay with these drug dealers getting away. He himself still directly supports the vaccine.
Remember, you know, we took care of a lot of people, including, I guess, on December 21st, we took care of Joe Biden because he got his shot. He got his vaccine. He forgot. It shows you how unpainful that vaccine shot is. So everybody go get your shot.
It works incredibly well, 95%, maybe even more than that. It works incredibly well. And I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it. And a lot of those people voted for me, frankly. But, you know, again, we have our freedoms and we have to live by that. And I agree with that also. But it's a great vaccine. It's a safe vaccine. And it's something that works.
I recommend you take it, but I also believe in your freedoms 100%.
When you have the vaccine, people that do, and it's a very small number relatively, but people that do get it get better much quicker. And it's a very important thing to know. They don't get nearly as sick, and they get better. Lindsey Graham's an example. He said, if I didn't have this vaccine,
yes,
I would have died.
And you know what? I believe totally in your freedoms. I do. Bree, you got to do what you have to do. But I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms. But I happen to take the vaccine.
The vaccines do work, and they are effective. And here is my thing. I saved millions and millions of lives throughout the world. We could have had another Spanish flu. We could have had, you know, in 1917, close to 100 million people died, they say. But it was really bad. And now other countries are using our vaccines and, you know, tremendous. They're tremendously successful.
You're playing right into their hands when you sort of like, oh, the vaccine. If you don't want to take it, you shouldn't be forced to take it. No mandates, but take credit because we saved
tens of millions of lives. Take credit. Don't let them take that away from you.
Okay, so the president made news.
Do you agree with that?
Right? Both the president and I are vaxxed, and did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it too.
He's lying. That was a total, that last answer, that was a total lie. He did not get the vaccine or the booster. I'm not convinced. I don't believe that. My gut has been right about a lot of things. Anyway, these days you won't hear President Trump explicitly endorse the shots. Often he won't even say the word vaccine, but he still supports it. Make no mistake. Nate Darnell is a Stu Peters contributor. You can also catch him this coming Saturday because guess what? He's hosting the Stu Peters premium episode at StuPeters.com for all you premium members. We appreciate you keeping us on the air, by the way, because that's what you do. And Nate Darnell joins us now. Nate, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. So President Trump is blatantly pushing a bioweapon injection. Why?
Yeah, I don't know, Stu. And thank you so much for having me on.
Sure.
And like you said, those quotes and that audio, it is hard to believe. Like, that's hard to believe that is the same Donald Trump from 2016, because I think it was in like 2015, he admitted that, you know, vaccines cause, you know, some autism, or it was like a tweet we saw back then. You know, he would never say that now. And it's just sad because if you look at some of the rallies that maybe not this year, but last year, when he would talk about the vaccine, he would actually get booed, you know, by Trump supporters, by his own, by his own base. And it's very disloyal that he continues to push these shots when he knows we won't take them and he knows we won't, you know, comply. And, you know, he keeps saying, oh, take credit for this, take credit for that. Well, is he going to take credit for died suddenly? You know, these mass deaths, he says, oh, take credit for that. Don't let him take away, you know, this victory. He calls the vaccines a victory. He thinks it's some, you know, awesome achievement in human history when, Stu, you know, it's killing everybody. It's people are dropping dead. And, you know, he says, oh, we want to arrest the sex traffickers, too. Well, he had the chance to arrest Hillary Clinton in 2016. He campaigned on arresting her and then he won the election. And then he said, oh, you know what? Let's just move on. Let's just, you know, let's have peace. And it's like Trump's not loyal to us. So why are we loyal to him?
There's so many other things, too. The January Sixers, you know, there's just a lot of things. Putting the deep state right next to him, and he continues to have the swamp right next to him at Mar-a-Lago and at Bedminster between, you know, the leaker, Katie Walsh, and, you know, CCP ties there, and Bill Stepien selling his endorsements. And let's not forget, of course, the guy who single-handedly sabotaged the entire Trump presidency, Jared Kushner, and his own daughter, Ivanka, right there next to him with their ultra-uber-liberal, you know, lifestyle. They want to go back to their million-dollar-a-plate cocktail parties, and they've been outcast from those social groups, but they had a mission, and that mission was to railroad the Trump presidency, and they did it very effectively. But the number one thing, the number one threat facing humanity, Nate Darnell, right now, is that we are being attacked by methods of biowarfare. And here's this guy. I'm not going to give him an excuse. I don't care about Q. I don't care about, you know, the loyal Jesus Christ-like following that these people have for President Trump. He is a man. He is not Jesus Christ. He should not be worshipped. He does make mistakes. He is imperfect. And he needs to admit that this was a huge mistake. Not only that, if he was duped, he needs to come forward and point the finger at the people, the psychopaths who are waging this biowarfare against us and our children. Kids are dying. People are dying suddenly. We're covering Elvis Presley's daughter in just a few moments with Dr. Ben Marble. Dr. Ben Marble texted me earlier and said that he predicts that 1 billion people will die over the next year. I don't have any reason to discount that. Over 7 billion people, doses of this have been injected into arms. And here is President Trump, and people just get all over me. Stu, how can you not support President Trump? What is with this cult-like following, Nate?
I really don't know. You mean, I'm not gonna lie. I got kind of involved in Q at one point. I think we all did a little bit just because we were looking for any sort of hope. And then, you know, one day I realized it's not Trump and we're not going to find it from him. And the only person we're going to find it from is Jesus. And if Trump supporters can truly actually put Jesus as their God and not Trump as their God, then we would actually make improvement. And, you know, Trump saying this is let's not let them, or let's take credit for this vaccine and warp speed. It's like, and then he wants to say, let's give death penalty to drug dealers. I see no difference between a heroin needle and a vaccine needle. And if you're selling either one, then yes, you should be put to death. And I don't want to see President Trump put to death, but he should be a little careful with his words, because if he's going to talk all big and bad, which it's almost 2024. And if Trump wants to run again, he's given no new policy. He's given no new agenda. All he talks about is the same old things. He has these rallies and he endorses these terrible Republicans like, you know, Kevin McCarthy. You know, he's praising all these people. And then he's talking about, oh, we want to give the death penalty to drug dealers. Well, if that's the same case, then what about all the mobbed up politicians that are invested in Pfizer and Moderna and all these big pharma companies? You know, I don't see no different from a heroin needle, someone selling that, and someone selling the COVID vaccine.
Yeah, I don't see why he doesn't call out our real enemies. You know, the Israel lobby, the CCP, China, the World Economic Forum. These people are all World Economic Forum, young global leaders and scholars and members. These are our enemy. Why won't he call them out? Is it because he's also involved in all of these things? Has he been compromised? I don't know. I don't know what President Donald Trump's heart says, and it's very extremely dangerous territory to act as a judge of one's heart. I'm not going to do that, but what I can do is look at the fruit. I can judge actions. And based on the fruit that I see, I don't like what I see. I'm just saying that. And so we need to continue to encourage good behavior. And that means that if you are going to a Trump rally to hear the same speech in a can over and over again, that's great. That's fine. If you love President Trump, that's great. That's fine. But please continue to boo him when he mentions the vaccine. And to your point about a heroin needle versus one of these bioweapon euthanasia shot, heart attack, clot injections, there is a big difference. And the difference is that if I choose to go get high on heroin and leave my dirty needle in the street or in the gutter for somebody to come later to step on, it only affects me and that one other person. This bioweapon injection has now created bioweapon shedding factories. And so every person that gets injected with one of these ostensibly is a threat to you and a threat to me and a threat to the people that I love and care about. This bio warfare is way worse than a heroin needle, but yet he wants to put those people to death. I agree, put them to death. And then I also agree that when indicted and tried, the people responsible for this should be fried. Nate Darnell, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you, Sue, so much.
Of course. I like that kid, that Nate Darnell. He's pretty sharp. I feel blessed to have him here at the network. Not just because he's intelligent and smart, but also because he's got balls. He's got the balls to say, you know what? I don't agree with this, and I'm not going to make excuses for this. And it's hard to do. Millions of people had all kinds of faith in President Trump because in 2015, he was speaking everything that we were thinking. He was saying it out loud. He made it okay to be a dissident. He made it okay to be the hand grenade thrown into this corrupt system that has been overtaken by all of the aforementioned enemies. He made it okay to say the quiet part out loud. But things have changed. And don't give me this 5D chess, Stu, you don't know what's happening behind closed doors, 500D chess, trust the plan crap. No. I'm not trusting any plan that involves injecting young innocent children with a bioweapon that is killing them. I will trust the plan of Jesus Christ. I will trust God's plan, and I will pick up the sword and fight for accountability and remedy. An action and a plan moving forward and coordination. And I will not make excuses for any other plan, especially a plan that kills these little ones. RestoreFreedomRally.org. Go there right now. RestoreFreedomRally.org. As a matter of fact, this month on the 20th, January 20th through the 23rd in Orlando, Florida, the Restore Freedom Rally is a rally that isn't just some pointless catchphrase yelling and chanting merchandise selling grifter fest. No, this is one that actually develops that coordination, getting together as Americans who love our country and love our children to create a plan forward. Be there if you can. I'll likely see you there. RestoreFreedomRally.org. Get your tickets now at RestoreFreedomRally.org. We'll be right back.
The boosters are killing millions.
Got a vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
Nay! Nay!
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning,
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
If you have $10, $20, $30, $40, $50,000 in a checking account, in a savings account, 401k, investment account, retirement account of any kind, it's at imminent risk. Yeah, the World Economic Forum globalist great financial reset, the electronic banking system crash, hyperinflation, criminal tax hikes, Ukraine money, all of that stuff. They're going to steal your money. Protect yourself now with physical gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. When you call Gold Co. and mention Stu Peters, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver. How about that? Call them today, 855-706-GOLD. More of the Stu Peters Show right now. Welcome back. So you remember Lisa Marie Presley? Yeah, the daughter of Elvis, the one who married Michael Jackson for a while, then married Nicolas Cage for a while, along with two other husbands. Well, sadly, Lisa Marie Presley is now notable for another thing. She's one of the most high-profile people over the last 2 years to die suddenly before her time. Presley was rushed to a hospital last night after going into cardiac arrest and was shortly afterwards pronounced dead. She was just 54 years old, though that was still 12 years longer than her father lived. Now, we don't know Lisa Marie Presley's vaccination status with absolute certainty, but there's superficial signs that she bought into the whole COVID narrative, so she probably was up to date on all of her boosters. Of course, Lisa Marie is far from the only person to die abruptly well before it's normal for people to do so. We've covered countless cases on this show. Just last week, while the whole world was distracted by Damar Hamlin surviving his brush with death, another former NFL player, Uche Nwore, dropped dead at 38. Air Force football player Hunter Brown collapsed and died at 21 the other day. We're seeing these cases all over. Not all of them are the poisonous bioweapon injection, but everybody can tell this is happening far more than it used to. The powers that be are nervous, and so now they're coming up with all kinds of weird and bizarre excuses. They're lies. Former BlackRock manager Ed Dowd, who's been analyzing mortality data over the last few years, says excess deaths among the working class are becoming far too frequent to ignore. He recently predicted that the United States government is trying to develop a new narrative to sell the public in order to justify a new state of emergency about this rise in sudden adult death syndrome. He thinks it might be blamed on climate change or so-called long COVID. Just the other day, Democratic pundit Matthew Dow predicted 100 million deaths this year thanks to climate change. Climate change. That's more than the combined deaths of both world wars. In fact, if you look around online, you can find dozens of articles about these climate deaths surging everywhere. It's a lie. Obviously, over time, climate deaths have gone way down. People used to die by the thousands in severely cold winters or in heat waves. Well, today, newsflash, we have heating and air conditioning, even in relatively poor countries. But suddenly they're flipping the script and warning of mass climate deaths. It's a joke. They're programming us, they're conditioning us, and trying to get us to accept whatever dumb and lame lying excuse they put out about the undeniable fact that people are dying suddenly everywhere. Nobody's going to be fooled this time. Well, okay, some people might. But they seem willing to believe anything if it comes from a member of the Biden administration. It's a fake lie. Dr. Ben Marble is with heroicdoctors.com as well as myfreedoctor.com, and he joins us now to discuss this. Dr. Marble, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me back on the show, Stu. Certainly, you know, every death is not a vaccine death, but when we know that they just gave almost 6 billion people this poison, then anytime somebody dies suddenly, I think the safe thing to do is assume it was the poison death until proven otherwise. You know, every time I hear a name of a famous person dying, that's the first question that pops into my mind was, did they take the poison or not? And that's the answers we need. We still don't know. They still haven't said whether or not Hamlin took it or how many doses he took or when.
We know that he did. We absolutely 100% know that he did. If he didn't, they would have said it 1,000 times over already.
Correct. Absolutely. So, you know, the NFL, the bottom line is the NFL Players Association, they need to do a class action lawsuit against the NFL over this and for the injuries these players are going to have. I don't think they realize it yet, but all the professional athletes, their careers are over if they took this shot, period. They're not going to – they shouldn't be on the field. Taking this poison is a contraindication to strenuous activity or sports. So basically all these players who took this shot, they need to go get a cardiac workup. They need to see a real doctor, get a workup, find out if they have any heart damage or not so that they do not die suddenly.
I want to talk to you a little bit about the treatments that are available for people who realize that they've poisoned themselves. You have been looking into this and you have found – some certainly viable solutions.
Yes, you know, and this is what I tell people because everybody wants to try and do their own research and Google their own information. There's just so much misinformation on the internet. So I just tell people go to myfreedoctor.com or go to our partners, TWC.health, the wellness company, because we know the treatments. We know which ones are working and helping our patients. Ivermectin is one of the best, certainly. There's other medications like nettokinase, lumbrokinase, serrapeptase. Certainly, aspirin's another good one. I have a new product called my Covitamins, which we just launched, which is a combination of selenium, zinc, N-acetylcysteine, quercetin, and betaine anhydrous. That's another good product that will help. Basically, everybody should be taking something. Why? Because 2/3 of the planet just took this poison, and everybody who took it, they're shedding the spike protein poison everywhere they go. So this is why a lot of people don't understand. When the shot goes in your arm, it goes throughout your body. The lipid nanoparticles distribute it throughout your whole body. The mRNA goes inside your cell, and it tells your body to make the spike protein. The spike protein is the poison. So this shot tells your body to make poison inside your body is the simple way of explaining it. It was mad science from day one. We knew these shots were going to be bad. I told everybody not to take them, but that's what we're dealing with. But we do have some good treatments that are helping. We don't have a true cure will turn off the production of the poison, turn off the production of the spike protein inside the patient's body. We need some funding to help find that true cure. I have two theoretical ideas, but it's going to take a lot of funding to research and figure it out. And this is a race against time because these people who took this poison, you know, they don't know how long they have. You know, Luc Montagnier, Nobel Prize winner, he said everybody who took one shot will be dead in 3 years is what he said. So hopefully he's wrong. I mean, I'm predicting at least 1 billion people die this year. Why such a horrible number? Well, almost 6 billion people just got poisoned. So why wouldn't you think that they're going to die? We're seeing them dropping like flies all over, people all over the world suddenly dying. So, you know, it could be as high as fire, you know, it could be high, you know, up to 5 billion people die this year. So a lot of people are going to die this year that took the poison, and we're trying to save their lives. So people can go to myfreedoctor.com or twc.health, heroicdoctors.com, and we can try to do the best we can to help you. With each case is individual. We try to individualize care for each patient. So one patient may get certain, you know, drugs XYZ, and another patient may get a different regimen based on their medical history.
Wait a minute. So are you telling me that as a doctor, you're treating people based on their individual circumstance and that you're not just giving them remdesivir and putting them on a ventilator and sentencing them to death?
Correct.
Wow.
You know, it's amazing. You know, this is the question people need to ask their doctor. Here's how you tell if you have a real doctor or a fake doctor. Go to your doctor and say, do you favor a global ban on the COVID vaccines? If they say yes, then great, you have a real doctor. If they say no, you have a fake doctor poison pusher. You need to fire that doctor and go find a real doctor, which you can find at twc.health or myfreedoctor.com.
It's going to be a lot of doctors out of work using that litmus test.
Well, there are going to be, and that's the problem. You know, the vast majority of the doctors in America and around the world, they've been fake vaccine poison pushers, pushing this poison on the masses. They just were lazy and they didn't read the actual science on it. If they had done that, which they should have done that, many of them are too busy or whatever their excuse is for not doing that. They just thought it was going to be safe and effective, and they believe that lie. But they're not safe and effective. They're unsafe and deadly, killing people all over the world. We have to stop these shots immediately. You know, last time I looked, it was 7 million shots going in arms every single day. So whether it's 7 million or 6 million, every day we waste with hearings and all this is millions of more people being poisoned. This is the greatest mass poison in human history, and we have to stop it now. We have to stop these shots. We need a global ban on these gene editing poisons as soon as possible. We need a global ban on the gain of function research. All these poison pushers, Dr. Death Fauci, Rochelle Walensky, all the rest, you can name names all day long. They all need to be arrested and on trial. Hold them accountable.
And the death penalty absolutely needs to be on the table as a sentence for the people who have done this. So we have acknowledged the truth. The truth is that this is an open declaration of biowarfare on citizens of the world by their own governments, that there is no threshold for death. We have seen three times as many people killed by this one injection as every other previous FDA-approved vaccine combined. Kids are dying. Women are losing their babies. Men are becoming infertile and sterile. This is the eradication of future reproduction and pregnancy. We're not going to see the babies that are born like they used to be. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, flight surgeon, U.S. Army, came forward on the documentary Died Suddenly and said every single time she sees a newborn baby, she drinks it up because she thinks that that's going to be a rarity. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, they claim this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, but what they don't realize is the unvaccinated are going to save the world. We're the future of humanity. Because, you know, if you need a blood transfusion, you don't want to get vaccinated blood. It has the spike protein poison. And if you need an organ donation, you don't want a vaccinated organ. You need an unvaccinated organ. So organs, blood supply, sperm donors, egg donors, all that is going to depend on unvaccinated people.
What do you say to people out in the public who still buy the narrative from Fox News and the rest that these shots are safe and effective and that you should go get your next booster? How do you approach people like that? What do you recommend that people say to people who are still being lulled to sleep by the propagandist lies?
Well, I tell the poison pushers they may want to repent before they eat shot and die suddenly. You know, the brainwashing is so deep. Some of these people are never going to wake up. They're just going to, they got the blinders on, they got their head buried in the sand, and they're just going to take 10 boosters until they're dead. So we try to wake up as many people as we can, but everybody, you know, the people who don't believe, don't believe. You know, I tell people, you can lead a horse to ivermectin, but you can't make him think it works for him.
Wow. 1 billion people dead in the next year. That's your prediction.
The greatest mass poisoning in human history just occurred, poisoning nearly 6 billion people. And because of that, the mass die-off of 2023 is in progress. 2023 is going to go down as the worst year ever in all history books.
We hope that Lisa Marie Presley knew Jesus. At least
absolutely.
In her final
I, you know, I loved her. She was a beautiful woman, and you know, it's really sad that that happened. So, you know, certainly pray for her and her family. And you know, we want to give people hope. So, you know, people need to know the reality of what's happened, the level of this poisoning, how, you know, the billions of people that have been poisoned. But we try to give people hope. HeroicDoctors.com, MyFreeDoctor.com. TWC.health. That's where people can go to get help, whether you're vaccinated or not. We treat everybody, and we're working on building the parallel system, and you're helping us with that. And we got to work on this year. We need to build an unvaccinated blood supply. That's one of the big priorities we hope to work on. And we could just if we can get a supply of type O negative universal donor blood, that's blood that anybody can take. That's the one blood type that any patient can take. So the little baby a month or so ago that had the court ordered to not take the vaccinated blood, and then they gave vaccinated blood anyways, and then the baby died. If we had had this emergency blood supply in available, that would not have happened.
Yeah. You're damn right we're helping to promote this, because this platform has always been about saving lives. That's why we're here. Dr. Ben Marble, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
New year, new you. How many people say it? Well, today we want to talk to those of you that actually mean it and want to get back on track after the holidays. You can activate your metabolism to burn even that most stubborn belly fat, crush your cravings, maintain healthy immune system function, fight temporary inflammation related to exercise, even support improved digestion and a feel-good mood, all while eating rich and decadent creamy chocolate. EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu. They've done it again. They've stepped up their game to help you step up yours. Use promo code Stu for steep discounts when you go to EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu. So for anyone born in America, safe drinking water is simply something that most of us have just taken for granted for our entire lives. But that time may have come to an end. Instead of being safe, our municipal water supplies might be filled with all kinds of pollutants and poisons that can slowly kill us or destroy our health. Tom Sykes is a former county supervisor and a manager of a trucking logistics company from Virginia who moved to Florida in 2017. Well, when he arrived in Florida, he says it dawned on him that something was very, very wrong with the water. And he was right. Even according to public studies, Florida has the second worst water quality in the United States. One county in Florida, Charlotte County near Fort Myers, tested its water for pollutants and found arsenic levels 53,000% above safe levels. Well, since then, Tom has been doing some deep research on water contamination. He's dug up and read as much EPA data as he can, and he says that what he's found deeply disturbs him. Tom says the EPA has mysteriously, drastically raised the legal limits of various chemicals in the water 100 times the amount that's actually safe. He says he can't find any documentation for why the EPA might have done this. Well, Tom is particularly interested in fluoride. Now, fluoride, as most of you know, is deliberately added to our water supply, supposedly because it improves our dental health. But fluoride can actually be very dangerous. In high amounts, it actually functions as a neurotoxin. Lower levels of exposure can lower the intelligence of newborns. That's coincidental, right? There's also some evidence that it's a carcinogen, causes cancer. So we shouldn't let ourselves be 100% distracted by the COVID shot. The government has a lot of other ways of exposing us to deadly pollutants that can kill and maim us. Tom Sykes joins us now. We wanted to learn a whole lot more about that. Tom, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu, for allowing me to bring information to the people to let them know how much danger they seriously are in by just drinking a glass of water.
Yeah, tell us about it.
I got interested in this and started digging back into the history of fluoride into their water systems. And essentially in 1931, there was a first study on the event that fluoride causes fluorosis. But in 1932, Alcoa scientists start recommendations about adding fluoride into our public water system. And you wonder why that's a strange thing. Well, fluoride is a byproduct of aluminum production and phosphate management and phosphate mining. And as the event occurs, when you have a toxin that comes out of this process, it is a known toxin. It is a vile chemical that is actually a scrubber, used as a scrubber in the stack so that the fluoride will not get airborne. So when they discovered this, the toxin expense is basically $7,000 a ton to dispose of toxic waste in either the aluminum or the phosphate industry. But they figured out a way to sell it for $1,500 a ton into the public water system. So that's an $8,500 a ton swing on what you can turn into what was going to be a heavy cost to your process to a profit center. In 1939, there was a Dr. Francis Frey, a research director of Alcoa, who started urging a scientist, Gerald Cox, and they made their first official proposal to add fluoride to water. This started the mechanism. Back in 1940s, we had another process that determined the problem with fluoride, and it's called a small project you may recall as the Manhattan Project.
Yeah.
And during the development of the Manhattan Project, all of the employees were exposed to so much fluoride, it was basically a real problem. So the reports that I have, and I have not been able to verify this, and I don't report stuff until I've got at least 2 independent sources of verification, but I've only got 1 report on this. But apparently in the beginning of the 1940s, the American Medical Association decided that the United States was under an attack. We were being bombarded with flour and sugar, and we were becoming fat, and our teeth were rotting out. So the American Dental Society decided that they would step in and do this to look at this. And we talk about switching priorities. when you look at the fact that their first president was connected directly to Kellogg's cereal, who has a lot of sugar products, and when the medical society says sugar is a problem, they started switching the narrative. In 1950, the ADA now promotes the use of fluoride in toothpaste and water across the board. Now, the issue that we have with this, and the biggest thing that's bothering me with it, is the attack that it's doing on our unwed children, our unborn children, excuse me. The fact that pregnant moms are being exposed to this, but the recent reports, but there are studies done in a Bass-Hash report in 17 and a Green report in 2019 that they concur that the urine level of pregnant women, when it's elevated at one part per million, there is a loss of intelligence of 6 points on the IQ scale of their newborn babies. And you look at the current EPA standard at 4 parts per million, you've got to look at the fact that pregnant ladies that are drinking this water are actually going to condition their newborns to be up to 20 points lower on an IQ scale. And the conflicts that we see is the safe level that EPA is reporting is at 4 parts per million. And the CDC's report off of their website is saying 0.7 is the lethal dose, the only lethal dose that you can do. And of course, my point with that is that no amount of fluoride is safe. It's a toxin. It's a chemical. It's a byproduct. I've sent you the MSDS sheet, the material data sheet on it. It clearly states that it's a toxin. So we have been living under this. Now in 1985, the political appointees, not the medical staff or not the research staff of the EPA, the political appointees arbitrarily raised the safe level from 1.2 to 4.0 parts per million, and that is still standing. It's atrocious. And when you look at the fact that 4.0 above the 0.7 CDC rate is a 751% increase. And neither one of them are safe. So our public water system has been intentionally altered to create this event because fluoride, 50% of it when you drink it is flushed out through the kidneys. The other 50% deposits within your skeletal system, your teeth, your bones, and it is accumulative. Over the years, you start having lower back pain, you start having all of the joint pains. It's a buildup of fluoride.
Now, we talked about Florida because that's where you are and you've been looking into Florida's water. Fort Myers tested its water for pollutants, found arsenic levels 53,000% above safe levels. Is there any reason for us to believe that every other state other than Florida isn't similar?
No, every state. It's across the country. It's nationwide. I've pulled counties from different people that have requested me to look at their information. I have pulled the data, and it's just as bad. Now, there are 53,000 different harmful toxins in the manufacturing industry today. The EPA regulates 90 of them. So there's a few things that are left unsaid. But when you look at what they developed a safe level called MCLG, which is called the maximum contaminant level goal. Now, this is the safest level of a contaminant at which there has been no known medical issues with. So what does the EPA do? This MCLG is not enforceable. So the second thing they do is develop a standard called MCL, which is the maximum level contaminant. And let me read you the definition of this strictly off of the website. And what I find is very disturbing to me on this is the definition that they're saying that MCL is. And I wanted to make sure that there was no problem with that. Hold on a second. I've gotten a little bit of a... All right. Anyhow, what they're saying is maximum contaminant level is the level at which should very well be close to the MCLG, but it is based upon the technology available and the cost to remove. And the cost to remove is the key here, because they're saying it costs a little bit more to remove some of these contaminants, but we're going to let them go through. And once they advance this MCL so far above the actual safe levels, there has got to be a reason. And there is nothing to be found that they have any scientific data that quantifies their raising the safe level well above what is actually their first opinion, the maximum level. So there we are.
Nobody in this country should be drinking the water that comes out of the faucet. You got to watch the water. It's absolutely unbelievable. While we are all distracted by all of the overt ways that these people are trying to kill us. And you know what? We have, this is killing for cash. This is murder for money. They're turning what they would have to pay to dispose of because it is a poison. They're turning it into a profit so that you can consume it, so that your children can consume it, so that, as Tom pointed out, pregnant women can consume it. They know that it's making kids less intelligent, that it's making them dumber. That's what they want. They want a dumb and compliant mass of people who will take their injections and enrich them and empower them and live in their pods and eat their bugs and own nothing and never have been happier. Don't drink the water. A lot of people know this. There's a lot of people who understand that there is poison in the water, but to the extent that you just presented, I think it's going to shock a whole lot of people. Tom Sykes, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Steve.
Of course. And I don't want to blackpill you here or burst your bubble, but I could probably save you some money buying all the bottled water that you're going to buy to get around all of this. That's not the answer. Bottled water is not the answer either, because unfortunately, the FDA uses the same criteria to govern these water companies that bottle that water as they use for what's safe enough to come out of your tap. So I don't know. Filter your water, I guess. Reverse osmosis is probably the way to go. Also, filter what you put into your body. If you're experiencing joint pain or ligament pain, muscle pain, migraine, headaches, allergies, any of these things, of course, your poison pill pusher doctor, fake doctor, is going to tell you, oh, yeah, there's a pill for that. There's an injection for your allergies. Here, just get this vaccine. Oh, you have some pain? Oh, here is some painkillers. You should probably take these and then get hooked on opioids for the rest of your life. No, try CBD. It's natural. As a matter of fact, a lot of people that use CBD are actually beating an opioid addiction. It's helped to cure people of that addiction, that evil, that grip that these psychopaths have on us. Plus, it treats all sorts of other things. Do the research on your own for CBD. And then when you do decide that you want to use CBD, make sure that you're using CBD from a family-owned business where you can source all of the hemp. It's sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota when it comes from Curable. K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. I use it. Here, I use the dry spray. I keep it on me for my arthritic pain, for my endoclavicular arthropathy, which was from a sports injury. Dry spray so it doesn't, get all over my clothes. There's the cooling roll-on. They have creams and balms and tinctures. Make sure that you go there and use promo code STU to get 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com. We'll be right back.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biological substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
If you like carbs as much as I like carbs, pizza and pasta and bread and toast, potatoes, all those things that taste excellent but, seem to add inches, there's actually a scientific method to be able to consume those carbs without gaining all of the weight. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew, thehealthyfat.com/stew. Yes, there is a scientific process about this, not some wild conspiracy theory that I just made up, although our conspiracy theory, the tinfoil hat fits well now, actually. I'd rather wear it, to be honest with you. Anyway, thehealthyfat.com/stew. Enjoy the carbs. Don't gain the weight. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew. The Stu Peters Show continues right now. Welcome back. So about half of all American adults don't get enough magnesium in their diets. You hear us talking about magnesium on this program all the time. If there is one, magnesium is the miracle mineral. And so it's not good when people have this deficiency because magnesium is a huge number of health benefits for people who take it. It's an anti-inflammatory. It gives you healthier blood sugar. It helps to prevent migraines. It helps you sleep better. You exercise better, get a better immune system. Unlike a COVID shot, it gives you a healthier heart instead of destroying it and blowing it up, causing you to die suddenly. Magnesium deficiency is linked to high blood pressure, which raises the risk of heart disease. Getting enough magnesium slashes your risk of stroke and other devastating cardiovascular events. Taking magnesium may very well prevent a vaccine-induced heart attack that you would otherwise suffer, and that includes from shedding and microclotting and all of those things. Well, we could go on and on, and we will, but we're not going to do it alone. Wade Lightheart is a 3-time Canadian natural bodybuilding champion whose books are sold in more than 80 countries. He also sells magnesium supplements, which you can find at magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters, and he joins us now. Wade, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on the show.
I don't know why anybody in today's day and age would be worried about coronary events or heart attacks or strokes.
It's ironic. I have the double bad gene for that. So I'm very conscientious of what I do. And one of the things that I discovered a long time ago is magnesium is very helpful in having more positive outcomes. And of course, heart disease is our biggest killer of Americans today.
Oh, it's not medical coincidences?
Yeah.
Magnesium can help you in all of the ways that I mentioned, and I want you to break that down for our viewing audience because we talk about magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters every day. We get a lot of thank you letters for introducing people to Magnesium Breakthrough. They were taking other magnesium supplements that just don't do the job, so break it down for us.
Basically, we've included 7 of the most potent magnesiums which deliver to different parts of the body that have positive benefits. There's over 300 different functions inside the body that magnesium is required: enzymatic activity, improving your sleep, muscle cramping, vasodilation, and heart stability and your heart rhythms. All of these things are related to magnesium, and different types of magnesium work in different parts of the body. That's why we included all 7 so that you get all of the magnesiums your body needs to make your body work perfect.
Some of these other magnesium supplements, and we're not here to trash other companies, but the fact is they act as a laxative. Is that right?
Yeah. Anytime that you take a magnesium that's not well absorbed, you get the runs. And that's a good sign that you're getting either too much magnesium or poor quality magnesium.
What are some of the things that people experience that they may not even know that they're magnesium deficient? 75% of Americans, or at least half of all Americans, have this deficiency. How does this happen? How do we become magnesium deficient?
Well, we just don't get it in our soil. The pharmaceutical industrial complex of food production has depleted all of their magnesium, and as well as a lot of the medications that we take also deplete magnesium inside the body, as well as EMF pollution and radiation probably increases the demands of magnesium that we have. So all of those things are pushing down our requirements for magnesium for a healthy body, and yet we're not getting enough from our diet. So supplementation is essentially the only way that we're going to get our body back in balance. And that's why we have so many positive testimonials around it.
And for a magnesium deficient person, what might some symptoms be?
The first thing is feeling tired all the time. Also muscle cramping, migraine headaches, tremors. Also, a general feeling of stress and overwhelm is usually related to your body's overclocked. And magnesium is kind of the relaxation mineral.
I don't know why anybody would have increased stress or anxiety these days or be losing any sleep, but this actually increases the amount of REM sleep that you get. The quality of your sleep drastically improves when you have the appropriate types and the right amounts of magnesium in your system. Explain the 7 types of magnesium that are in this very quickly. I know that you don't have time to scientifically run it down, but if you could just kind of let people know what Mag Breakthrough is doing that's different than the others.
Yeah. So we've got bisglycinate, malonate, we've got taurate, we've got orotate, we've got sucrosomial and chelate. And all of these things address different areas of our body and different parts. And the reason the science is those are just the size of the molecule and how it's bonded. And that determines where it gets absorbed in the body. And when you have all 7, you get magnesium to whatever part that you might be deficient.
Amazing. I didn't understand any of those words. Chelate was the only one that I kind of understand. But if you go and do your own research, people, if you go and you look this stuff up, it's very readily available, the information on this stuff. And there's a whole scientific breakdown as well at magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. You'll get discounts if you use the promo code StuPeters10. You'll get 10% off on all of the products site-wide. And we really appreciate you being here. This program has always been about saving lives. We want to introduce people to the natural and to the good ways that they can help to stay healthy. And avoiding stress and anxiety and low mood and sleepless nights means avoiding an early grave, as we oftentimes say on this program. We're happy that you were here and available to explain this for us. Wade Lightheart, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
Every day, we learn more about how the so-called vaccine is wrecking healthy immune systems. But it's not just the jabbed who are at risk. Protect yourself from shedding and spike proteins. Boost your immune system with Dr. Jen Vandewater's Spike Recovery Formula, available at heroicdoctors.com. This formula inhibits spike viral effects, blood vessel blockages, and supports T-cell activity. Go to heroicdoctors.com and order it today.
Stu, why are you always talking about sleep? Why are you so concerned with how much sleep I'm getting? Well, because it's one of the most powerful factors in upgrading your health. Great sleep upgrades you on virtually every level. Body fat, muscle mass, mood, brain function, countless other ways. But a lot of people just aren't getting that sleep. So then they try to take melatonin, but that's problematic because the body adapts to it. And then you need to take more and more and it becomes less and less effective. And for about 50% of the population, they wake up far earlier than they should, which impacts their health negatively. So there's a better approach. Try sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters will keep you asleep through the night, help you get the right amounts of that REM and deep sleep. And best of all, you'll wake up feeling refreshed. Use promo code StuPeters10, unlocking a 10% discount and free shipping site-wide when you go to sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. More of the Stu Peters Show right now. Welcome back. So over and over again, we have exposed, we have pointed out how these fake Republicans in the uniparty system designed to kill you and your kids are actually financially invested in the machine that is killing you. Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene with investments in Pfizer and all this other stuff. Her excuse was, well, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I was just invested into this package and that was just a part of it. Would you be able to sleep at night if you knew that? And did she pull out of it? Of course not. No, she didn't do that. She has a stock portfolio investing in Pfizer. That's the bottom line. She learned about it. She didn't do anything other than make excuses for it. But your financial advisor may not even know what you're invested in. You may not know. Have you asked your communist financial advisor that works for one of the big box, heavily advertised firms and big banks? And I say that they're communists because they're controlled de facto by the CCP, because the CCP owns China Joe and Wall Street responds to the edicts of China Joe. And then your financial advisor is manipulated by Wall Street. So by de facto, they are communists. We can assure you that Carlos Cortez is not who's here for the Money Minute right now. He's an independent fiduciary who only follows Jesus, not the edicts of the Biden regime and the CCP. And Carlos, you can design a custom plan for our viewers and listeners based on their specific needs and do it in a way that they'll be able to sleep at night because it will be consistent with their morals and their values and their faith. Is that right?
100%. I mean, money is very spiritual, Stu. I mean, how you treat yes. God is how you live your life and how you spend your life. And we want to make sure that we are very cautious and reverent to the spiritual side of how you receive and attract money. So, yes.
You don't have any money in Pfizer, right?
Heck no, man. Heck no.
Or Gilead, Remdesivir. That's the company from Remdesivir. I remember back when this whole thing started watching these stocks just explode. How did they know that Remdesivir was going to be used as the NIH singular treatment for every single healthcare system? This was all planned. And, you know, the people, the monsters behind this actually said, we need to attract investors. And so they'll respond to the hype. You have a never taxed retirement strategy. It's part of your America First retirement strategy. You can find all of this information at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. But I would encourage everybody to book an appointment with you. You don't charge for it, correct?
That's correct.
And you have solutions for these people that will respond to their morals and their values and their faith. And you can protect these people in these times. You predicted a full-blown depression. And since then, I've been looking at – I was like, well, that seems a little bit hyperbolic. But as I've been researching since you said that, I was like, whoa. And all of the indicators do point to you being accurate. And I will remind everybody in the viewing audience, much like my gut is oftentimes correct and our conspiracy theories turn into conspiracy fact very quickly, the same thing with everything that Carlos Cortez has predicted on this show. they seem to all come true. So book that appointment with Carlos Cortez. Go to CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. It's always great to see you. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Oh, you can also call him. Call him throughout the weekend if you want. I want to see if he answers the phone. Here's the litmus test. 813-448-3446. Again, 813-448-3446. Carlos Cortez, God bless you. Thank you, sir.
Love you, Stu.
I love you too, bro. I also want to give a heartfelt and sincere thanks to James Charles Phillips. Some of you might know him if you follow him in Telegram, the Constitution Cowboy. This is a true believer and a true warrior for the cause. I was going through some things. I'm not going to get specific on the threats that I received, but when I vocalized these things to James Charles, he was here. He flew on a plane to get here and was at my home to discuss and work through some of these things. He's been here all week. Had a great time getting to know him a whole lot more. And it was just amazing. It was amazing being with a brother. And to see that response and to have him come here like that, it just reminds me that there are so many good people in the world. And that is who we are fighting for every single day. So big heartfelt thank you. Very sincere thanks from one brother in Christ to another. James Charles Phillips, thank you. You are a true warrior. And this platform respects you tremendously and your fight, everything that you're doing out there. If you're not following him on Telegram, make sure that you go find him, James Charles Phillips. For the rest of the weekend, please remember Nate Darnell filling in for me tomorrow for the premium episode. It's going to be fantastic. That's found at StuPeters.com. $1 trials over there for premium content across the network. No ads, zero ads, period. I will see you again on Monday. Until then, stay strapped. We blew our cover yesterday, so whatever. Stay strapped, and God bless you.